Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Pei Zayin. I just want to thank Alicia Graf very much again for giving the shiur while I was in Eretz Yisrael. It's good to be back, and we thank Alicia for all the hard work and the expertise in giving the shiur. Also, today's shiur is sponsored by Charles Gershbaum, L'zecha Nishmas, his father, Dr. Joseph Gershbaum, Rav Shmuel Yosef Ben Yecheskel, the Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah, through our learning, through the zechus of our learning, and we thank Charles Gershbaum very much for the sponsorship. We're holding seven lines from the bottom of the page. Alicia left off seven lines from the bottom of the page, and we are at the words Nafak Ihu. We're in the middle of discussing the story with Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu meets up with the Malachim after he performs a Pesmila on himself, and we're going to begin by discussing the role of each of the three Malachim that were sent to Avram Avinu. The Gemara is going to give various things, lessons that we learn in Derech Eretz from the entire encounter Avram Avinu and Sari Imenu had with the Malachim and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the entire story. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how in the times of Avram and Sarah they were able to prove that Yitzchak was in fact their child, how we were able to prove paternity and maternity of Yitzchak Avinu. And the Gemara is also going to get into the origins of the idea that a person ages when he gets older, that his body changes and that he looks older, and the origins of illness and how that changed over the course of time. Then at the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss cases where it's not only an agreement between employer and employee, or a minag hamedina to feed the employee, but it's actually required min haTorah, that the Torah demands feeding an employee. And most of Amud Beis is going to be trying to seek the source for the idea that when a person is an employee and he's working on Mechubar Lekarka, that he is allowed to eat the fruit once it's detached from the ground, he's allowed to already eat the fruit. So we're going to try to figure out where we know that from in the Torah itself. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to take the pasuk that describes a worker working in a vineyard and take phrase by phrase of the pasuk and show what we learn from each phrase of the pasuk about a worker working in a vineyard. It's even going to touch on the concept of gezel kuti in that context of stealing from a kuti. So let's see the Gemara. Nafak ihu chazil HaKadosh Baruch Hu dekaya abava. Avram Avinu goes out and he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there by the doorway. Hainu dechsiv al na tavar me'al avdecha. And that's what it means when he says, please don't leave your eved. That's what Avram Avinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivan dechazil deka asar vishari. But Hashem sees that Avram Avinu is changing his bandages. Amar lavar achara lemekamacha. He says, not proper derech eretz to stand here as a chol that changes his bandages. A lot of times a person does bikur cholim, a person has to know when it's not proper derech eretz to stay there in the room, and the nurses come in and they're washing the person or turning the person or doing all sorts of changing the bandages of the person. It could be very embarrassing for the cholah, so you don't want to be there when they're changing the bandages. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees everything anyway, but still he's teaching us derech eretz. Whenever we learn about anything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does, it's so that we can learn for ourselves. Now if you look in Tosos, Chazil HaKodesh Baruch Hu Dekai Abava, he points out, V'ainu Dechsiv Al Natavar Me'al Avdecha. Over here it sounds like the Shechina wanted to leave Avram Avinu. But the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos sounds different. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos sounds like it was Avram Avinu's idea to abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu in favor of the Malachim. Because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that we learn from Avram Avinu, that look, Avram and audience with the Shechina, and instead he chooses to greet the Malachim. So you see that the Achnasas Archim is greater than Kabbalas Bnei Shechina. Yet in our Gemara it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own decided he's not interested in being with Avram Avinu anymore once the bandages are being changed. So that's the question that Tos asks. Tos doesn't answer the question. The Achronim try to work at it, but Lachar, it's a very strong kasha stira between the two sukkahs. So Hainu Dechsiv, back in the Gemara, Vayiseina Vayar Vinei Shlosha Anashim Nitzavim Alav Vayar Vayar across them, that he saw the three men, the three malachim, and he runs out to greet them. Meikara asu kamu alei. Originally they stood right by him. When they saw that he was in tsar, they saw that he wasn't himself, that he was in pain, so they said, you know, it's not derech eretz that we're going to force him to host us while he's in such pain, so they were going to leave. And Avram Avinu had to chase them in order to bring them back. Maninu Shlosh Anashim, who are these three men? Michael, Gavriel, Rafael. The three men are in fact Michael, Gavriel, and Rafael. Michael, Shabal of Asara Sarah. Michael, who came to give the good news to Sarah that she's going to have a baby. Rafael, Shabal Rapias Avram. Rafael came to cure Avram. And Gavriel, Azal Mahav Ches L'Sodom. And Gavriel came to turn Sodom upside down. It is interesting to note that Ben Yoyada points out that the order changed. We first said Michael, then Gavriel, then Rafael, but then when we specify their jobs, we say Michael first still, so that's fine, but then we switch around Gavriel and Rafael. We put Rafael before Gavriel. So he just points out that L'chora, the initial list of Michal, Gavriel, and Rafael is Beseder Gadlusam, is in order of the Gadlus of each Malach. But then when we switch it around, when we start getting into the details, we're talking about the order of which they were fulfilling their missions, that they were fulfilling their jobs. So that's the understanding. In the Sefer Meir Einei Chachamim, the Mesifta of your quotes from Sefer Meir Einei Chacham Madura Tinyana Bereshis Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph, he explains that these malachim were created from the mitzvah of Mila, and there are three parts to the mitzvah of Mila, and each of their missions aligns with a different part of the mitzvah of Mila. There's the chituch, the priya, and the mitzitza. The malach that's created from the mitzvah of chituch, of the actual incision, the cutting, which is the removal of the orla, the removal of the evil, that's to turn over Sodom, to remove that evil from the world. The malach that was created from the mitzvah of priya, which is to be megala, the tova, to reveal that which is good, to reveal the os hamila, that was the one who was mevaser about leidas Yitzchak, who gave the good news, was megala the good news about Yitzchak's birth. And the malach who was about the mitzvah of mitzitza, was created from the mitzvah of mitzitza, comes to remove the sakana and to be merape, because that's what mitzitza was all about. The assumption is that the Gemara has that mitzitza is needed for therapeutic reasons, that it's needed for refuah. So that's the malach that is going to be merape Avram Avinu and to save Lot, because he's the one that represents refuah. Those are the three parts of the mitzvah of Mila. It's interesting, the mitzvah of Mila comes in threes. The Ragachavar explains, he understands that there are three separate mitzvahs of Mila. There's a mitzvah to do a Mila, a mitzvah to be Mahul, and an Isser not to be an Arel, but this is talking about just in the process itself. Three steps to the process, not just three kiyume mitzvah, and each step of the process is assumed to create a malach. Vaksiv says, Gemara Pasuk says, Vayavo shnei malachim Sodoma ba'erev. Wait a second, if each malach had only one job, why are two malachim going to Sodom? I thought it was only one malach's job to turn over Sodom. Da'azel Michal ba'adei, because Michal accompanied Gavriel, who was turning over Sodom. Michal went with him. Why? L'shazve l'lot, in order to save Lot. That was Michal's second job. Asks Tosfos, can a malach have a second job? V'teimad amrin breishes rabbah, dein malach echad osa shtei shlichus. Tosfos ask. A malach is not allowed to have two jobs. V'yeshomer dekan lo asa michal b'shlich sachas ki yem maysa echad shebisar asara u'kshalach misham l'shtom az huskla shlichas acheres v'dafka mokam echad ein osa b'shlichus. Yeah, a malach is not allowed to have two jobs simultaneously. After he finished his first job, he then went on his second job, which was to save Lot. So that's not called that he's doing that he's doing two shlichus. Then those quotes from the Medrash Breishis Rabba, yesh harafayel bal Hatzil Slot Urufos Avram in the Skeres, Vafilu Ba Kimokem Lerapos Avram, Chashva Kol Shlichosachas Rufuva Atzala Inyan Echadhu. That curing Avram and saving Lot is considered Inyan Echad. It's all considered the same Shlichos, to cure Avram and to save Lot. And the Sefer Or LeMeir, he explains that why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu send another Malach for that? Meaning there's a Malach for each job. Zeinachinami, they're considered similar types of jobs, but why wouldn't you have a second Malach to do that? So he suggests that in general, when a person is a Cholam Mesukah, his state of mind is critical to his recovery. That even if you find him the right medication, he needs to be in a positive state of mind. As long as Lot was Bitzara, Avram Avinu was not going to have a proper refuah. So you may have come to be Merape Avram, but the job isn't done until you also save Lot. So it's mamish the same job, that only Avram Avinu is only going to be able to have a refuah once Lot is in fact saved. The raya that only one of the malachim actually overturned Sodom is because it says a b'lashon yachid, not b'lashon rabim. Shema minas, so that's taka raya. Ma'ishal gabi Avram d'chsev kein ta'asek kasher dibarta, u'ma'ishal gabi lot d'chsev ve'yivtzer b'ma'od. Why is it by Avram it says that kein ta'asek kasher dibarta, and by Lot it says ve'yivtzer b'ma'od? Ma'od, so meaning that the Malachim, that Lot had to beg them to stay. And Avram, they were just like, yeah, whatever you want to give us, we're happy to take. But when it comes to Lot, Lot had to really work on them to want to stay. From here we see that a person can turn down a katan, but not a gadol. When a gadol offers something, you have to take them up on the offer. In the Sefer Aruch Yesharim, he points out that this is not about gaiva. This is not about showing that when a katan asks you for something, that you don't have to listen and that you could be misarev a katan to show who's who. He says the reason is that very often people offer things, but they don't really want to offer things. They feel like they need to offer things. They feel like that's etiquette, that they have to offer things. Misarvin l'katan is that if you give the katan the out, he offers something and you say, no thank you, he's not going to keep on offering it, because if he doesn't really mean it, if he doesn't really want to give it to you, then you'll give him the opportunity to say, okay, fine, you don't want it, not going to give it to you. But a gadol, we assume, really means it. And therefore, there's no need to be misarev, because in general, it's not a good idea. The Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, al tilchem es lechem ra'ayin, that a person should not eat the lechem of a ra'ayin, of someone who's not interested in giving you lechem, so you don't want to take from them. It's not right to take from someone who's not really interested in giving you. That's the reason misarvin lekatan. In Shulchan Aruch, this comes up la'halachan, Simenun Gimel Sifta Zayin, talks about someone who's asked to be a shliach tzibur, so he should be misariv ma'at, he should hedge a little bit, and not right away run up to take the amud, but not yoser midai. So the Shulchan Aruch says, par mishona misariv, shnia, he starts to stir a little bit, and then by the third time he should get up and take the amud. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if the person who's asking you to do it is an adam gadol, then einu misariv lo klal. So if the person is, you know, the magid shir of the daf yomi or something, and he's asking you to take the amud, so then you're einu misariv klal. Then you don't turn him down at all. Where does that come from, that you're einu misariv klal? So the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Ra, it's our Gemara that misarvin lekatan ve'ein misarvin legadol. Tosus and Maseches Pesachim and Daf Pei Vav points out that when it comes to dvar srara, then even legadol misarvim. If they're trying to appoint you to a position of srara, then even for something big, you're misariv. And that's quoted la'alach in the Magen Avraham over there in Siman Nun Gimel. Ksiv, the pasuk says ve'cha pas lechem, I'll get you pas lechem. Ksiv el abaka ratz Avram, that Avram Avinu runs to the cattle. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Mikansha Tzadikim Amar Mat Vosim Harbe. You see that Tzadikim say a little but do a lot. He said, I'm going to give you a little bit of bread, I'll give you some toast, and then he brings him back this delicious meat meal. Rishayim Amar Harbe Vafilu Ma'at Einem Osim. But Rishayim, it's the reverse. They say a lot and they don't even do a little. Minalan, how do we know that? May Ephron. We learned that from Ephron. May Kar Ksiv Eretz Avram Eo Shakel Kesef Ulubsov Ksiv Vayishma Avram El Ephron Vayishkal Avram El Ephron Asakes Ashadiber Bosne Bnei Ches Avram Eo Shakel Kesef Over la socher, that not only did he give him the 400 shekel kesef, but lo shekel minei ala kantari, that he only took the best kind of currency. Sometimes in there are places where they call a shekel a kantira. So even though he had said he was going to charge him 400 shekel kesef, He actually charged him even more than that because of the types of money that he had demanded from him. Why is it that you should emor ma'at v'asei harbe? Why should a person say a little bit? So the Chida gives two reasons for this. He points out, first of all, based on the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Pasuk says chashavti darki v'ashiva ragli alei dosecha, that David HaMelech says to Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, every single day I say that I'm going to go to this place or to that place, I'm going to go visit this home, I'm going to go visit whatever different vacation spots or wherever I'm interested in going, and my legs take me to the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos. That's what Shiva Ragli Alei Dosecha. And the Chida explains, what's the Vart, what's he saying, that every day I start off by saying, oh, my schedule is going to be to go here and there, but I always end up in the Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash. The point is to trick the Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer Hara will relax when he hears, oh, this guy, he's going to go to the ball game, he's going to go here, he's going to go there, and then the Yetzer Hara relaxes, and that's when he runs to the Beis Knesset and Beis HaMedrash. So that's the minhag by tzaddikim. When you're being machnis areach, if you're emor harbe, if you say right away what you're going to give to them, so the Yetzer Hara is going to know to be active. So it's a way of tricking the Yetzer Hara. You say, I'm going to do a little bit. I'll give you a little bit of toast. Okay, Yetzer Hara says, no, no great mitzvah over there of achnas sorchim. But then you're also harbe, because the Yetzer Hara is already inactive. The second way of understanding it, the Chida says, is that a lot of times a person you have to worry that a person is only doing something because he's afraid of telling a lie. That once he said it, he has to live up to a commitment, but he's not really interested in doing something. So the practice is say very little, so that when you do a lot, it will be because you really want to, and not just because you felt that you had committed to it, and once you had committed to it, that you had to fulfill your previous commitment. Ksiv kemach uksiv solas. Pasuk says kemach and it says solas. So which is it? What kind of flower was offered to the malachim? Amar Yitzchak mikan sheisha tzarei neha ba'orchim yoser min ha'ish. We see from here that a woman is more stingy with guests than a man is. The question is, how exactly do we see that from here? You know, there are many mefarshim that the Gersin in Rashi is that who amar kemach vihi amra solas, that Avram Avinu said kemach, she said solas. Solas is actually a finer flower, it's a better flower than kemach. So if he was only offering kemach and she was offering solas, shouldn't we learn the reverse, that he was being more stingy than she was? So one possibility is that if she only serves the finest food, so then you're going to have fewer guests, because it's a big tircha every time you have guests. But if she serves a regular meal each time guests come, then it's not as big a deal to host guests. The whole idea that Sarah was Sarah Ayin Ba'orchim is so difficult to understand. Look what she put up with. I mean, Avraham Avinu was bringing people in four doors to the tent that they say that she was Sarah Ayin. Very difficult to understand. But anyway, the Binyan Shlomo has an ingenious explanation of this. He explains in the name of the Knesset Yecheskel, based on Tosas and Mesecha Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Zayin Beis. The Gemara over there says that if there's a fire on Shabbos, that if a person already saved his best food from the house, he's not allowed to go back in and save the less good food, because he already has what he needs for Shabbos. But if he saved less good food and there's better food in there, then he can go in and save the better food, because for Onik Shabbos he's allowed to get the better food. And the same is true with baking on Pesach on Yontif. The Tosel says that if a person already baked the best food, he's not allowed to then, and he has enough of the best food, he's not allowed to then bake inferior quality food, because he has what he needs for Yontif already. It's not a Tzoruch Yontif at all. But if he only baked the inferior quality, then he's not allowed to go. Then he is allowed to go back and bake the higher quality. So based on that, says the Binyan Shlomo, that's why Sarah was Sarah Ayin. She says, "Let me bake the best quality." It was Pesach. It was Pesach when there were Mevaser Sarah. But so she said, "Let me bake the best quality." And if we bake the best quality, I won't have to bake as much, because once we have the best quality food, he's not going to ask for any more for the lower quality. So Avraham Avinu was saying, first make the kemach, and then later I'll ask you for the solas. But she said right away, I'll do the solas. Ksiv lushi vasiu goes, ksiv ikachem v'cholav u'ben abakar. V'ilu lechem loisi l'kamayu. At the end of the day, there was no lechem that was brought, even though Sarah was requested of Sarah to make lechem. So Amar Ephraim Maksha'a, I don't know where else Ephraim Maksha'a comes up in Shas, but Ephraim Maksha'a says, Talmid Shor Meir, Mishmed Rav Meir, that he was a Talmud Rav Meir, and he said in the name of Rav Meir, it's a machlokas, where that name Maksha'a comes from, that he was someone who would, either it's the name of the place where he comes from, or he was someone who would always ask a lot of kashas. So he was always the one raising his hand. So he said in the name of Rav Meir, Avram Avinu ochel chulin betara haya, v'sari menu osa yom pirsonida. Avram Avinu had the practice of always eating chulin betara, and Sarah Imenu became a nida that day, and therefore she was metame the bread, so they wouldn't serve the bread. So an interesting in the Megala Mukos quoted by the Masifta over here, he says based on the Medrash, a new interpretation of imein lechem imein kemach in Torah, that he quotes that the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah writes that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim to get the Torah, the Malachi Ashares wanted to be pogea b'Moshe and to say that he can't take the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned Moshe's face to the image of Avram Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, aren't you embarrassed? This is the person whose bread you went down to eat. You ate, you were a guest in his house, and you're going to go and try to keep the Torah away from him? So you're only given the Torah b'zchus Avram Avinu, and you ate the bread in his house. Says the Megala Amukos, that's imein kemach ein Torah. If not for the kemach that Avram Avinu offered the Orchim, then ein Torah. We would never have the Torah to learn that HaKadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu never would have given it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayomer Elav Ayei Sara Ishtech Vayomeri Neva Ohel. So the Malachim asked, where is Sarah? And he said, she's in the tent. Lo Diyah Shesari Min Tznua Hei. So this is to compliment Sarah on her tznius. Amar Avidom Ravi Tem Rabbi Yitzchak Yodom Ayom Malach Yashar Shesari Menu Ba'ol Hei Sa Elamai Ba'ohel. Why did they, the Malachim already knew that she was Ba'ohel. So why did they ask to make him say it? In order to let him recognize how special she was, that to draw his attention to the fact that she was being such a tsanua. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Kedei L'Shagala Kos Shel Bracha. No, they were asking because they wanted to give her a Kos Shel Bracha. They were, after they bench, they wanted to give her from the Kos Shel Bracha because it's a bracha to have from the Kos Shel Bracha. And Maral Diskin raised the obvious question. They didn't get bread at the end. They didn't serve the bread. So how is there a Kos Shel Bracha? Because she was pierced in Nida. So there was no bread. So Maral Diskin says, based on Gemara and Brachas Taflam and Heyam and Beis, that you could have a Kviya Suda on Yayin as long as it's Alpi Navi. And Avram Avinu was a Navi. So based on that, they were Kviya Suda on the Yayin. But the Kasha, the Chor, is a very strong Kasha. That how did they even have a Kos Shel Bracha? Says the Gemara further, Tani Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Lama Nakud Al Aleph Yud Vav Shabe Elav. Why is the letters Aleph Yud Vav have Nakudos on top of them? Limdatar Derech Eretz Yishlo Adam Achsan Yishlo. This teaches us Derech Eretz that even if you know where the host is, you should always ask after the welfare of the hosts. That's why they were asking about Sarah. Vamar Shmuel Ain Sholem B'Shalom Isha Klal. I thought you're not supposed to be Shol B'Shalom Isha. You're not supposed to ask about a woman. It's a lack of tznius to be asking after a woman. Al Yidei Bayla Shaini. When it's through her husband, then that's okay. Tosus points out, Hainu Dafka Lishal Ayei Plonis. That's to ask about her whereabouts. Avalishal B'Shloma Afilu Al Yidei Bayla Askud Amin Parak Asar Yuchsin. But to ask about the Shalom of an Isha, that's Asar even when you're doing it through the husband. So one has to be careful the way one talks about a woman, to a woman, sending a message to a woman. It should only be done with the highest levels of tznius, and it should only be done in a way that's going to increase the chavivus between the husband and wife, and not to chas v'shalom decrease that chavivus and reflect some sort of sense of, or cause some sort of sense of jealousy or anything like that. Achrei belosi yisali edna. Am Rav Chista. Rav Chista says what Sarah was saying was, after my flesh is all worn out and I'm all wrinkled, this aden abasar, so I'm going to become youthful again. And the wrinkles are going to be straightened out. The chazar yofi lemakomo, and the beauty is going to go back to its place. Ksiv adoniza kein uksiv vaaniza kanti. Pasuk says adoniza kein, that Avram was too old, and it says vaaniza kanti, that God said to Avram that Sarah thought she couldn't have a child because she was too old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not accurately convey the message of what Sarah actually said. From here we see how great Shalom is, and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the facts a little bit for the sake of Shalom, for the sake of creating a sense of Shalom. Shnemar v'titzchak Sarah b'kirba v'adoniza kein uksiv v'yomer shem l'avram v'gomer v'aniza kanti. That Sarah laughed because she said v'adoniza kein, and Hashem says Avram v'aniza kanti. It's interesting that Sarah laughed v'adoniza kein. It makes a lot of sense when you consider that she was already pierced anida. Meaning, if she was already pierced anida, and then she gets the news that you're gonna have a child, she says, "Look, it makes sense for me right now, but it doesn't make so much sense for Avram Avinu." But Tomer mi mila l'Avram minika banim Sarah. Kama banim inika Sarah. Why does it talk about sahinika banim Sarah? That Sarah was manik banim. That in what sense were there many banim? Amar Rav Levi osa yom shagamal Avram as Yitzchak bano asa suda gedola. The day that he weaned Yitzchak, they made a big meal. Hayukalum osalam erandim vaomrim, and everyone was mocking them and saying, Risim zakin is kenu shavi asufim in ashuk vamr benenu hu. You see this old man and old woman. They must have just found an abandoned baby, and they claim that it's their baby. Velo od elishosun mishag gedol la midvayim, and in order to cover up their lie and to just, you know, go further into their lie, they make a big party as if it's their own child. Ma'as Avram Avinu, what Avram Avinu do? Halach v'zimin kol gedolei ador v'sari menu zimnes nashosehem. He invited all of the men, all of the chashuva men, and Sarah invited all of their wives. V'kolachas v'achas yiviyah b'na ima, and everyone brought their own child with them. Umini kasa lo hiviyah, and they didn't bring the wet nurse with them. V'nasa neis b'sari imenu v'niftchu dadek shnei mayanos v'inika es kulan. And Anais happened to Sari Imenu, and her breasts opened up like two springs that's poured out so much milk that she was able to nurse all of these children. And that was a great Anais, that was a wonderful thing. It's interesting, the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Nun Gimel tells us that there was a man whose wife died, and he didn't have he didn't have any money to afford a wet nurse, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a similar Anais, that he began to lactate, and he was able to nurse all of the children. And the Gemara over there says that Abaye says, "Kama garua adam zeh." How awful this is that Nishtana Maisa Bereishis Bishvilo, that the Maisa Bereishis changed on his account. Yet over here, it's only positive that Sarah, as a 90-year-old woman, was nursing all of these babies. That's also an ace. That's also Nishtana Maisa Bereishis, and nothing negative about it. So you have to say, is there is an ace and there's an ace. You know, there's an ace where you're working with raw material, and then there's an ace where mamish, everything is completely flipped on its head. So it's a nace of this nature is more of a Kiddush Hashem. That's why people ask about the nace Chanukah. Why are we celebrating that one thing of oil lasted for 8 days? Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like to be Mishana, Maisa Bereishis. We're not supposed to be Nana from a nace according to Rashi in Maseches Tainis. But maybe there's a difference. There's a nace where you have something, you have a raw material, and it expands, and it's able to be used for more than it should have been used for. So that nace is a good kind of nace. That's the pure Kiddush Hashem kind of nace. And then there's a nace where something is totally off, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, but it's not the kind of nace that we're interested in, perhaps. Still people were mocking, and they were saying, okay, fine, maybe Sarah's the mother, but there's no way Avram is 100-year-old, is the father. So immediately Yitzchak's face began to resemble that of Avram Avinu. And then everyone realized, okay, Avram was Holidus Yitzchak, obviously, Avram Avinu is the father. Ad Avram lo yeh zikna. Until the days of Avram Avinu, there was no zikna in the world. No one would age. Mandav abayilim mishtay badi Avram, mishtay badi Yitzchak. When people had a meeting with Avram Avinu, they wanted to talk to Avram. They would go to Yitzchak, thinking that he's Avram. It's like identical twins play tricks on people. So Avram and Yitzchak were able to. People were confusing them for each other. Yitzchak would go to his own parent-teacher conferences or whatever. They would always be able to be confused. Bahadi Yitzchak mishtay badi Avram. Anyone who wanted to talk to Yitzchak ended up talking to Avram. Also, Avram Avinu Davin, that there should be such a thing as Zikna. Not that they shouldn't resemble each other anymore, but that, because that was a big bracha that they resembled each other, but that he should look like an older version of Yitzchak. Shnemar Avram Zakein Baba Yamin. Ad Yaakov lo avachulsha. Until the days of Yaakov Avinu, no one got weak as they got older. Asi Yaakov bayirachmi vavachulsha. Yaakov Avinu davened so that there should be such a thing that a person gets sick a little bit before he dies, as Rashi points out, v'yitzav lebeso, so that he can get his affairs in order and he can let everybody know what he wants to happen. Poskim discuss at what stage in life a person should make sure to have a will and make sure that he's mitzav lebeso. But we see that that is an inyan. A person shouldn't just plan on leaving this world and letting everyone else figure it out after he's gone. He should try to be mitzvah lebeis. So he should try to make sure that everyone knows what he's interested in. So he suggests at the age of 50 you're ready to write a will. Shenemar vayomel Yosef hinei avicha chola. They told Yosef that his father was chola. Ada asa Elisha lo hava dechalish v'itbach. Until Elisha came, no one would get sick and then be cured of their illness. Asa Elisha bayirachme v'itbach. But then when Elisha came, he davened and he was cured of an illness. Shenemar v'Elisha chola es chali asher yamos. Because the pasuk ultimately says that he became ill with the illness that he would ultimately die from, mechal dechal lechal yachriti. That implies that it wasn't his only illness; that there were other illnesses from which he did not die because there was the possibility of being cured from illness. Tanu Rabban shlosha chala in chala Elisha. There were three times Elisha got sick. Echad shadach v'legechzi b'shtei yadav. One when he pushed away Gechazi with both hands. Ve'echad shegira dubin b'tinokos. When he got upset at the children. And he caused bears to go after them. Ve'echad shemesbo, and one was the illness that he ultimately died from. Shenemar v'Elisha chala eschalio asher yamusbo. That Elisha died from the illness that he got sick with, the illness that he ultimately died from. Now we had mentioned in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana for the sake of Shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed exactly what Sarah had said when reporting it to Avraham Avinu for the sake of Shalom. The Gemara Masechet Yevamos Daf Samachayim Beis tells us that Am Rabbi Lo Mishum Rabbi Lozav Rabbi Shimon, a person is allowed to be Mishana Mipnei HaShalom, and the Rabbi Nassim says it's even a mitzvah to do so, and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to say even HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so specifically in relating to our story of Vaniza Kanti Vadoni Zakein. The Rambam writes that Talmud Chacham should never be Mishana B'diburo in Hilchos Deos Perakei Halacha Zayin, nor to be Mosif or Megareya. He shouldn't exaggerate, he shouldn't leave out any details, unless it's B'dvar Shalom, unless it's for a matter of Shalom. However, the Sefer Chasidim in Sim Tav Chavav writes that you're allowed to be Mishana Mipnei Darkei Shalom only about something that already happened, not B'kesher La'asid, not about something that will be in the future. So Mishnah Berurah points out in Sim Kufnun Vav, Sivkan Dalid, that the Sefer Chasidim is a big tzarachiyun, because we don't find in the poskim that they ever make that distinction between that which has already happened and that which will happen in the future about being mishana mipnei hashalom. So that the achronim work on trying to figure out where he got exactly that chilek. Okay, says Gemara further. Ela adshli aschilu b'mlacha tzeva amar lehem al menashe en lechem alai ela pas v'kitnis. Because if you agree to feed the workers, and the workers are b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, so they're deserving of the most lavish meals, afilu k'suda shloma melech b'shaito, wouldn't be sufficient, so that's why you should make a deal right at the beginning that all they could have is pas v'kitnis. Amar lehem ravacha b'reid rav Yosef rav Chista pas kitnis tanan, or pas vikitnis tanan. What does it mean? Does it mean bean bread, or does it mean bread and beans? Are these two separate items on the menu? Samalei alukim tzricha vav kimaridu deliverals. That you need a vav in there, it's vikitnis, just like you need a guide when you're traveling down a certain river. Rashi says, shema nor is mordaya, and the eights that the guide who's leading the boat has to lead the boat with in order to avoid all of the mechsh Sholim in the river to keep you away from the rocks and from other things that get in the way. So you need that when going down that river. So it was apparently a popular expression that they would say when something is very much needed. That it's not necessary to make a specific deal of exactly what kind of food they're allowed to have. Whatever people normally feed their workers, that's what you feed your workers. You don't have to worry that you have to give them a better suda than kishloma b'shaita. Good. La kol asuy mai. What's a kol coming to teach us? La asuy haditnan. So Chas Paul v'am lo kechru k'shneim mibnei yair. If you hire a worker and you say that I'm going to feed you like kechru k'shneim mibnei yair, like one or two of the workers of the city, nosin lo kepachos shebeschirus. You pay them the least amount, the cheapest worker in the city. That since he's taking it's a love lahavi raya. He wants to get money from the balabais, so you only have to pay him. You said like one or two of the workers. You must mean the lowest one or two of the workers. And if he wants to say that he's deserving of more, then amotzi mechaver lavarai. Div Rabbi Yishuv v'cham amrim mishamnim b'nehem. They do some sort of cheshbon. He only pays them. He doesn't pay them like the least of the workers, nor like the best of the workers. But b'enuni, the average worker. That's the minhag hamedina. That's hakol k'minhag hamedina. That when you didn't express what the wages are going to be exactly, you just said like somebody in the city. It means like an average person in the city. So up until this point, we've been discussing agreements to give a worker food, or a minhag hamedina to give a worker food, but nothing about dinei Torah about feeding a worker. So now the Mishnah is going to get into what the Torah requires. Ve'elu ochlu min haTorah. The following are entitled to food min haTorah. Ha'osav b'mechubel lakarka b'shas gemar melacha. Someone who works with mechubel lakarka at the time that he detaches the fruit from the ground, he's allowed to eat from those fruits with which he worked. U'betalosh min haKarka at shalom nigmar melachto. And if he's working with that which is detached from the ground, then he's allowed to eat from the pre even before it has what's called a gemar malacha to make it chayiv and maishos. Obedavar shegidula min haaretz, and the heter, this heter is only by something that grows from the ground, but not if he's like milking a cow or something. So it's got to be gidula min haaretz. That's where we say that the Torah requires these things. Ve'elu she'in ochlim, and the following do not get to eat. Hosav mechubel lekarka b'shas she'in gemar malacha. If someone's working on that which is mechubel lekarka, but there is no Gemar Malacha yet. Or Betalish Min HaKarka, Me'achar Shnigma Malachto. Or he's working on that which is Talish Min HaKarka, and already had a Gemar Malacha to be Chayiv in Maestros, he's not allowed to have anything. Or if he's working on milking cows, he's not allowed to enjoy any of it. Minani Mili, how do we know this Halacha, that a person is working on that which is Mechubar LaKarka, that he's allowed to eat when they detach the fruit from the ground? So says Mar, how do we know it? The Chsiv Pasuk says, Kisavo Bekerem Re'echa V'Achalta, that you're going into your friend's vineyard, and we assume that it's talking about to work, and V'Achalta, you're allowed to eat. Ashkan Kerem, Kol Mili Minalan. Yeah, that's great if you're going into a vineyard. How do I know that if you're working in his wheat field, his barley field, or anything else that he's got? So Gamrinan Mi Kerem, because we derive it from Kerem. Ma Kerem Yuchadovish Gidule Karko, Bishas Kamar Malacha Polo Chalbo. Just like a Kerem is something that's Gidule Karka, and it grows from the ground, and we see that at the time of the Gemar Malacha, a worker is allowed to eat from it. So we make a simple binyanava, memetzinu, af kol davar shegidule karka, b'shas Gemar Malacha, po'ol ochel bo. Anytime anything is gidule karka, when there's a Gemar Malacha, the worker is allowed to eat from it. Says Gemar, can you really derive from kerem? Ma'ala kerem shekein chayev ba'olelos. Kerem has a din called olelos, which is that if there are small clusters, you have to leave it for aniyim. So maybe, yeah, a guy who owns a kerem has to allow the workers to eat from the grapes that he's already detached. But that's only because we see by kerem in general you have to be more generous with your vineyard. But how do I know that the same is true for everything else, for other types of produce? Gamrinan mi kama. We learn it from the pasuk about kama, that about wheat, about grain, that also standing grain, that also talks about the idea of a worker eating, being from that the Torah allows the worker to eat at the Shas Gemar Malacha. Says Mar, where does the Torah say that? Kama gufa minolan. Where do we see that by kama? Dichsiv kitava bekamas reyecha v'katafto melilos biyadecha. So you see explicit in the pasuk that he's allowed to take some of the grain when he's working. Malakama shekein chayves bechala. But can you really learn from kama? Kama has its own separate chiyuv, a chiyuv of chala. How do we know that that's even true, that the kama that we're talking about is the five grains? Only the five grains are chayiv and chala. There are all sorts of standing things in fields. So Dilma kol kama de kama rachmana. Maybe it's talking about any standing thing in the field has nothing to do with chala. Maybe it's talking about kitnius or something like that. So asya kama kama. No, because the word kama is used in two places. Ksiv hacha, it says by the worker eating, ki tava bekamas reacha, uksiv hacha. And it says, by the determining the time for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it says, Me'achel chermesh ba'kama, that the time that their kotzer, that they harvest the kama, to bring the Minchas HaOmer. Now the Minchas HaOmer, we know, is brought from barley, which is one of the five grains. So ma'hasam kama de mechayva b'chala. So just like over there, by the Minchas HaOmer, it's obviously something that's chayv and chala, because it's one of the five grains. Af hachanami kama de mechayva b'chala. So here also, when we're talking about the worker eating, we're talking about something that's chayiv and chala. So ikal mefrach malakama shekin chayivs b'chala. So now we're back to our question. How can we derive that a worker who's working on that which is mechubar lakarka is allowed to eat from it after he detaches it from the ground? The only two sources in the Torah are by kerem, which has its own chumrah of olus, and by kama, which has its own chumrah of chala. How do I know it applies to all other things that you might work on in the field? Says Mara, well, kerem yochiach. Kerem doesn't have a chumrah of chala, but mal kerem shekein chayves b'olus. Yeah, but kama tochiach. Kama doesn't have olus. V'chazra din, this is what we call it tzad shaveh. Lo rizek rizeh. Each one's chumrah is not like the other one. Had tzad shaveh ben the common denominator between them. Shekein davar shekidu lekarkum shas gemar malacha po lochel bo. They're both gidu lekarkum. And at the time of the Gemar Malacha, a worker can eat from it. Av kol davar shegidul karka b'shas Gemar Malacha, po'ol ochel bo. So to anything that's gidul karka at the time of the Gemar Malacha, a po'ol can eat from it. Malat zara shavish ben shkin yesh ben sad mizbeach. But wait, the two of them both, both by kerem and by kama, those are things that could be brought on the Mizbeach. The Korban Omer was brought as a Korban. By Kerem, wine is brought as Nisuch on the Mizbeach all the time. Va'asanami Zayis disbeitzad Mizbeach. So that Tzad HaShavah would be only enough to teach me that you could that the Poel would also be able to eat from Zaysim, because that also is brought on the Mizbeach. But nothing else. V'zayis b'ma'at Tzadasi, ha'gufei Kerem Mikri. Says Gemara, you know what? You wouldn't even need the Tzad HaShavah to teach Zayis, because Zayis itself is called Kerem.
Shaver Migadish Vad Kama Vad Kerem Zayas. So you see, it's called Kerem Zayas. You wouldn't even need a Tzad Ashava. Amar Papa Kerem Zayas Ikri Kerem Stamalo Ikri. No, no, Zayas is called Kerem Zayas. It's never just called Kerem. So we would need the Tzad Ashava to teach Zayas. But Mikal Makum Kasha, all we learn from Kerem and Kama is that a worker can eat from Zaysim. But how do I know a worker can eat from beans or from vegetables or from anything else that he's working on in the ground? Ella Amar Shmuel Amar Krav V'Chermesh L'Rabbis Kol Bali Chermesh. Now we use V'Chermesh to teach all Bali Chermesh. Anything that needs this tool to harvest is included. V'Chermesh Mibayle B'Shas Chermesh Achol Shalo B'Shas Chermesh Lo Techol. But didn't we already need this Chermesh to teach me that you're only allowed to eat at the Zman Ktsira, but when it's not the Zman Ktsira, when you're still weeding or something like that, you're not allowed to eat from it. Sa'umi V'El Kali Cholosite Nafka. Now that we already learned from V'El Kali Cholosite. Says Mar Teinach Debar Chermesh. Delav Bar Chermesh. What about those things that are not cut, that are not harvested with a chermesh? How would I know that a poel is allowed to eat from those things, like olives and dates and things like that? Elam Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kra Kama L'Rabbis Kol Balei Kama. We use Kama to teach every all Balei Kama, anything that's standing in the field that the worker is allowed to eat from. Says Marav Amar Kama Kama D'Mechayev B'Chala. But I thought we already used Kama Kama to teach us Chiyuv Chala. Ha'inimin L'Mekami D'Nesi Chermesh. That's before we had chermesh. Hashdasi Chermesh V'Shrabi L'Kol Devar Chermesh. Once we had chermesh, teach that anything that's cut with a chermesh is included. V'Alvagav D'Lo M'Chayev B'Chala. Even if it's not included in Chala, Kama Lamali Kama is extra. L'Rabbis Kol Balei to teach us that any gidulei karka the worker is allowed to eat from. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up with Vahashta Denafkalan tomorrow. Oh, yeah.